Hello there. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 22, verses 15 and 16. Proverbs 22, verses 15 and 16. It says, "Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty." We're getting our challenge today from these two verses. So I'm going to read them to you again, especially for those that are driving along right now and aren't able to read along with us. It says, "Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty." So there's a couple things we're going to bring out today. First off, we can see here in our first verse, correction is needed. Sin is inherited. We don't need to teach our children to be selfish. They and we need correction. Back in Jeremiah chapter 17, listen, verses 9 through 11, says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds." And then he goes on and says, "Like the partridge that gathers a brood that she did not hatch, so is he who gets riches, but not by justice. In the midst of his days, they will leave him, and at his end, he will be a fool." I don't know if you caught this or not, but our two verses that are together here in Proverbs sure lined up a lot with Jeremiah 17, verses 9 through 11. And here in Proverbs 22, 15, and 16, we see that folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far. And then it goes and says, "Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty." And Jeremiah talks about how our hearts are desperately sick and God judges them. And then he goes on and says, "Like the partridge that gathers a brood that she did not hatch, so is he who gets riches, but not by justice. In the midst of his days, they'll leave him, and at his end, he will be a fool." You see, if you live for self and you seek for man to provide for you, you'll end up poor, because man ultimately lives for himself also. Only God and his children look to bless others. So we're going to put these together today and get our challenge from these verses and put them together. First off, like we've looked at and I touched on briefly, when your kids were little, did you have to teach them to say mine? Did you have to teach them to hit? Did you have to teach some of them to bite? No, but it's within each of us. We are all in need of correction. And folly's bound up in the heart of a child, and you need the rod of discipline to drive it far from them. We need to be corrected. Now, there's different types of discipline. There's different types of correction. And as parents, we have three kids. We had to learn which methods of discipline and correction would actually work best with each kid. With our oldest daughter, all you had to do was just look at her, and she would straighten right up because she was wanting to please. The next one that came along would pretty much... We had to come up with different ways to get her attention. The spanking on the bottom just really didn't work for her. She'd kind of look at you as if to say, "Do you feel better?" But we did find out later on that if we took away her books, boy, she wanted to do whatever she could to get back in the right because she loved her books. And folks, I just want you to understand there's discipline needed in all of our lives. God corrects us. We don't take the time to turn there, but in Hebrews 12, the Bible talks a lot about the fact that God disciplines his children and those of us he loves. He does it for our best. Yet at the same time, part of the reason why we need to be corrected is many of us live for ourselves and seek our own best interest. And that's why in the next verse it says, "Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich only, he'll come to poverty." We may not realize it, but God orchestrates whether or not we make money. The Bible is very clear that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 and 18, God is the one who controls whether or not we make any money, whether or not we get wealth. And sometimes God's correction is to have us go through times of lack and want because he's trying to show us that we're trying to provide for ourselves and we're trying to use trickery, schemes, if you will, and taking advantage of other people in order to provide for ourselves. So, do the children need correction? Yes, our children need correction. They need to be taught that there's rules, that there's a right way to live. They need to be steered and disciplined and shaped and taught in the process. I'm not talking punished and beat. I'm talking disciplined and corrected and trained. In the same way, your Heavenly Father is still doing that with you and me. So, where's your heart today? It's easy to look at this verse and say, "Oh, the children need to be corrected." What about you? You're still a child of God, and he's still working on you. Are you submitting to his training and his teaching in your life? Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.